We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante along with T. Frank Carr. Quarter number four means we're going to talk recruiting. But before we do that, T. Frank, we need a winner from the Ask T. Frank segment. Who you got?
So I think we're going to go with the second question. Just kidding. Brad and Perkesey. Now that I know, I feel a little bad because now that I know he's a Lion's Den member, I'm going to try and not give him preferential treatment going forward. But we're all human. We have our own biases. But yes, no, Brad had the obvious answer and the obvious win in quarter number three.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a biased answer. I get to overrule this. Forget it, Brad. No way. Team Frank, no, the fix was in there. Only kidding. Brad, you're our winner. I'll be getting in touch with you. All right, T. Frank, let's talk recruiting. June is a huge recruiting month. Before we get into some of the other things, I just want to mention this. We pre-record the show sometimes. So we're recording on Tuesday morning. The show is being released on Wednesday. Sometimes things happen between today and tomorrow, which is when you're probably listening to the show. Let's name a recruit who's probably going to commit, or at least we forecast it. There's a defensive end coming out of Alabama who's probably going to commit to Penn State.
Yeah, so we record Tuesday mornings. So the what's predicted for today is that four-star defensive end from Phenix City, Alabama, Tamarian Parker is going to commit to the Nittany Lions. All the major recruiting services have put in a pick for Tamarian to end up with the Nittany Lions, and that's usually a good smoke signal that it's going to happen. And it's always the issue of, like, is it going to happen today? Is it going to happen on Wednesday? That is the expectation, is that Tamarian is going to commit to the Nittany Lions most likely on Tuesday. So if you're hearing this on Wednesday, this might be some review for you. But that is what we're expecting as of Tuesday morning.
Just a real quick capsule summary on Tamarian Parker. As we said, four-star defensive end. I'm always curious when Penn State gets a player out of someplace like Alabama. I'm going to hear from some fans who said, well, if this guy's so good, how come he's not going to Alabama?
Because he likes Penn State. I mean, we'll speak from now on. We'll speak as if this is going to happen. Just because that is the prediction. I trust my guy, Ryan Snyder. He's excellent at this, and he was the first one to put in a pick. He always says, follow the visits. That'll tell you where a guy is thinking about going. And Tamarian, living down south, visited Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee four times. He visited Ohio State three times. He's been to Penn State once, his official visit. That's according to our tracker of visits. I feel like he came one other time, but I might be wrong about that on an unofficial capacity. But, you know, that's what we have is officially tabbed. So this is a huge upset. That's what's the story. The story isn't that he's not good enough. It's that this kid is talented. All these schools were interested in him. I mean, you look at his offer list, it's probably 30, 40 deep, and he chose Penn State. So that's a huge win and an upset. And at a position where in this recruiting cycle, Penn State was in a bit of trouble if they didn't land a guy like Tamarian Parker, because the board was very thin at this position. He was probably their last truly top-tier option at defensive end to fill out that position. So I cannot state this enough. This is a huge win for Penn State in this recruiting class.
And, you know, T. Frank, perhaps I was critical of James Franklin and how he's looking to always looking for something more, more, more. But I think it really says something about James Franklin as a recruiter. If you're saying, you know, Penn State, as we talked about, is a little behind on NIL, they're still recruiting very well, and it shows you what James Franklin can do when he gets a player to visit.
Okay? And he's allowed
he
to go see
them. He gets a kid on
them.
Campus.
Let's say what it was for the last 2 years as well. James Franklin is a charismatic person who players like. Lots of people like James Franklin. Lots of recruits, lots of family members. They like James and the staff. And this is another win of, you know, you want to bemoan James Franklin's public negotiations with his contract, having John Scott Jr. as your defensive line coach, who you know, was at South Carolina, he's got ties to the South. Manny Diaz is your defensive coordinator, doing a great job as a recruiter in Florida as well. You know, along with Jaywan Sider and all the regional recruiters, they've got a really good staff. That doesn't happen unless James Franklin negotiates that contract to get them a pay raise for the pool for assistance and more support for the program. These things are all connected. It's not just all about the numbers you see about James Franklin. It's about the whole process. So having these things in place, having John Scott Jr., who if you now go back for the last three recruiting cycles, if you include Damian Robinson as transferring from Maryland, they have a top 100 pass rusher in the recruiting rankings and top 100 player in the nation at edge defender in the last three cycles. Damian Robinson, the number two, I think it was, defensive end in the class of 2022 in denied Dennis Sutton, and now to Marion Parker. That is elite-level recruiting at that position. So Penn State being able to do this, it all ties together, but this is a huge win for John Scott Jr. as well. So the staff being able to recruit nationally when it doesn't work out in your region and you can't get some guys like, Mason Robinson, who was a surprise commit to Northwestern, and when that was maybe where you were going to go, these are all huge wins for James Franklin and the staff.
Very much so, and Manny Diaz also on the defensive side. Let's go to another guy who was an official commit, and that is Tyreek Blanding. He's out of New York, and he committed last week to Penn State. Give us the quick scouting report on him, T. Frank.
6'2", 265 is what he listed during his official visit. Right in line with everything that Penn State has been doing at defensive tackle at that three technique position. He's a very athletic player. He is great mobile, movement skills, can set the edge well, plays well. He also plays inside and outside for Christ the King High School in Queens. So he plays defensive tackle a little bit already. So he's got that kind of taken on double teams, knows how to work on the interior, but needs to get bigger. Good length. I think he can get near 295 pounds because Kaziah Izzard is a fair comparison. Maybe Izzard was a little bit thicker, a little bit bigger, but I think maybe if you look at Blanding and his physical dominance at his particular level, there's individually great players in that New York City league, but maybe not overall teams that are the same that I think it was DeMatha that Izzard played at in high school. But he dominates. You know, Blanding dominates the competition. He's got great length, great power, great pad level. And his first step, that first fire off the line of scrimmage, I'm a stickler for pad level because it unlocks everything. It unlocks your power. It unlocks your speed and your leverage, whether you're an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. And he has elite pad level, better than anyone else that Penn State has in this class, maybe outside of Mega Barnwell. And that plus his quickness and that power potential, that'd be the last thing, that he's strong right now, but that obviously needs to grow exponentially as he grows into a defensive tackle. I think that can unlock a next level for Blanding. So he's a three-star on the edge of a four-star in the on-three system, and I think that he can be a guy that kind of outplays that. Now, that's always the question. Does he develop? Does he grow? And does that strength and that natural violence translate to the next level? How well that happens will determine how successful he is from a physical standpoint. The mental standpoint, all those things also have to work themselves out as far as learning the game of football, being a student of the game, elite preparation, all those things.
Let's talk running backs for a moment. It appears London Montgomery, he's the running back from Scranton. Mm-hmm. He's really escalated himself, it appears. He didn't get an offer from Penn State until a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like he's really in demand at Penn State, and Treyon Webb is the other name that we're hearing. Do you have a feel for those two guys?
Yeah.
And is there any chance Penn State takes two running backs?
So I would advise against it just because of the other places in this class that I think Penn State should take players. There's a lot of talent at that safety position, the secondary in general, because I think it's going to work itself out where some of these guys are moving positions. But they have a great chance at – I did a mock class a couple weeks ago. I think I gave him five defensive backs. Four safeties, I think, is the right number. But six total in this, if you include corners, is important. I think would be a good number. And then defensive line, now that you got Tamarian Parker, you still want to get another defensive tackle in this class. I think you can still go after some of these elite interior players, Derek LeBlanc, Jason Moore. So you're going to have five there. And I just think that receiver, you might want to add another guy. So running back, I would go one after going two last season. And more to the point, like I like London Montgomery's game, and I've got some concerns about Tre'Von Webb. I think he's a little stiff. I think he's a little he lacks agility, and for being as big as he is, I don't know that he breaks tackles the way I like. And despite being 5'10", 188, London Montgomery breaks tackles. He's got great contact balance. He's got that natural feel of how to roll off of things and get extra yards. Now, he's obviously smaller than any Penn State back in recent memory, but when you've got the guys you've got in the backfield now, and I know that the transfer portal is always an opportunity for people to leave, but I think he's a good complement, and more importantly, he's a good football player. To me, he's the better of the two. So if I'm forced to take one there, I would be taking Montgomery because I think he's got all-around skill set that will help you, even if he's not 6'1", 195.
You mentioned safeties in that answer. Two names I want to ask you about, Dakari Nelson and King Mack. Interesting, each of them for different reasons. Dakari Nelson, another guy, and he's 6'3", safety. That's nice size. Yeah. He's also out of Alabama. And King Mack, what's interesting is he's from St. Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where his safety teammate there, Conrad Hussey, has already committed to Penn State. First of all, what kind of defensive backfield does that school have? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But both fascinating players. What are you hearing about those two players, T. Frank?
So that's really what I'm talking about here when I think they can take a lot of secondary players. Because, again, remember, if we're looking specifically at Manny Diaz's defensive scheme, that striker position is Jonathan Sutherland and Dominic DeLuca, two former safeties that are now playing linebacker. So I'm looking at what sort of safety hybrid blend is there in this class, and I get excited thinking about positional versatility with Dakari Nelson and with Cam Seldon, two big safety prospects that I think can play that striker position. And for what he is, 5'9", 172 pounds, I freaking love watching King Mack play football. That dude is a safety. Like, I know that a lot of people think he's a slot corner. I think he can play there. He's a Swiss Army knife that can play a lot of different positions because he's tenacious in run defense, he punches above his weight, and he's got elite movement skills. So I think you can take all three of those guys, plus Hussey and another corner.
Very good. Plus, I keep saying it, King Mack, he's got a five-star name. He got to be a star with that name. All right, T. Frank, that's it for our show. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is Jen from Collegiate Athletic Travel. We've been offering travel to the biggest Penn State games for over 50 years. This fall, we continue that tradition in partnership with Keystone Sports Network with a trip to the Penn State Auburn game. Join us for charter flight, staying at the team hotel, transportation to and from the game, and even a great tailgate party at the stadium are included. For more information, go to athletictravel.com or call 1-800-788-4414. See you there.
In his book, Why Penn State?, author Greg Woodman takes readers on a trip back in time to Happy Valley in the 1980s, a unique era of gridiron success and rapid expansion that gave our university its modern identity. Whether you're traveling down memory lane or discovering old state's past for the first time, this compilation of rare photos, original essays, and exclusive interviews helps you explore the why behind We Are. Start your journey today. Order online at whypennstate.com.